This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Illinois is going to snap that three-game skid with a 20-point win here over the Iowa Hawkeyes. Brad Underwood is going to be much happier.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always fun to talk to the Illini head coach. Brad Underwood joins us now on The Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Good morning, coach. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Nice win. Congratulations on the win over Iowa. You made some adjustments with the starting lineup. Are you guys physically feeling better? I mean, I know the flu went through the team and there was an illness, and that was a tough stretch there trying to get through that.
Yeah, that's an understatement. yeah, we're as healthy. Merez Johnson's still out with the fractured wrist. He's on the mend, but just literally in terms of the health, and I hope the flu's run its course. It was, we've had seven guys with it, so
wow.
And it wasn't the 24-hour variety. It was, the bad stuff. So, we're as healthy as we've been, and the important piece is we've got guys with some energy and then guys able to practice so we can actually make some changes and try to get better.
You had the flu and you had the virus go through your team. That had to be physically challenging. You had the loss last Saturday in New York, which had to be mentally challenging just to get past that, coach. What does it say about your team that you responded by beating Iowa the way that you did, and how did that make you feel about what's ahead in March?
Well, I think New York was the perfect storm. That was one, they're good, and secondly, it's just the end of five games in 13 days with the Iowa game, not practicing, not having guys, not being able to truly get better. But we did a lot of good things in that game. We just didn't shoot it very well. But it was, I've said many times, I love coaching this team. This team is so receptive to learning. They're great listeners. And we came back. We got home at 2:30 in the morning. We were on the court at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And, it was either that point of, okay, I know we need some rest, but we also have to make some changes. And we have Thomas Lobb in practice now. He's in as good a place as he's been with the mono and then the flu. And so we went wholesale. We went 2.5, almost 3 hours on Sunday in practice and made some pretty substantial changes for this point of the season. But we've been trying to do that for a month. We just couldn't do it. We just didn't feel it was right to try to do it. And our guys picked up on it. Iowa was one of the best offensive teams in the country, and we held them to 61 points. So, some things worked, but it's a tribute to our guys and their ability to stay connected and stay focused.
Obviously, Michigan up next. I'm not watching every game in the Big Ten, but it seems like every time I turn on my TV, someone's launching a shot. with the buzzer going off and knock it down. I mean, the Michigan State full core, whatever that thing was.
What a week.
It's been crazy watching your conference.
Well, the league's the best it's been in my 8 years. You know, top to bottom. And, you know, it's one of those leagues that on any single night you can, no matter who's in, who's out, if there's an injury, if you can go lose. And, you know, you look at everybody's gone through a little spell. You know, Michigan State lost three or four, you know, went out to the L.A. schools and got beat. And, you know, it's just an incredibly well-coached league. The league has really good players. The freshmen in this league are exceptional. But it is a night in and night out. And, of course, the venues are just so tough to play. So, yeah, you're going to see, you know, you could literally see anybody win that Big Ten tournament.
Coach, I think one of the more intriguing players to come onto the scene in the Big Ten this year has been your guy, Kasperis Jakučionis. Where did you find him? How impressed have you been by him? And what is his ceiling?
Yeah, his ceiling's untouched. You know, I think the world is a pretty small place when it comes to basketball. And in today's stuff, and we watch a lot of EuroLeague games. I've literally got staff over there every month. We're recruiting over there. We're watching the kids as early as the age of 16. So he's been on the radar for a long time. As soon as the season was over last year, made a quick trip over there. I watched him in a tournament that was a loaded field. It was tremendous young players. You know, we had been recruiting him, but it really stepped up at that point. You know, Tomislav is a guy again who's been on the scene for a long time. With the changes in NIL, that those guys have become much more available to universities. So he's been incredible to coach. He's a student of the game. He's just turned 18. He's really young, but his ceiling is extremely high. He hasn't touched it yet.
You know, it's kind of wild to think about the season that you guys have had. And as you say, the Big Ten being as good as it is, do you think that the NCAA committee will take that all into account and put all of that into perspective as they prepare, you know, as you guys come down to it? I mean, you know, you have the flu run through your team. You have a bad loss against Duke. I think that's all understandable, provided everyone is well aware of that.
Yeah, we're 20 in the net ranking.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, we've played just as hard and challenging a schedule. We played, you know, four or five SEC teams. You know, so we played people in the non-league. The Duke game didn't hurt us. As crazy as that sounds, it's a loss, but you know, we didn't move in the net, and the net's what is the tournament uses. You play people so that you can keep your net ranking very high, and you're going to play. And as good as our league is, you know, it's going to be a 10 to 12, 13 bid league, and when you play quality opponents every night, you're going to get beat. And so it's not about the losses as much as it is continuing to get better. It's been a challenging year. I think that, you know, when you lose one of your two best players for extended time, like we did with Mono, and then he comes back, I think all of that stuff falls into play and consideration. But, you know, it's why you play competitive people in the non-league, and know that, you know, we got a top 15 offense. We took some hits defensively. We're getting better in that area because we've been top 40 most of the year. So now it's, you know, it's just analytics. It's about continuing to grow and get healthy. And you know, as you move it in tournament time, anything can happen.
Well, we saw that last year with your team, Coach, and I think when you look at how you were, you needed to rebuild your roster and maybe take, I don't know, was it a different approach offensively with this group this season? And, you know, you're shooting a ton of threes. Sometimes they don't always make a ton of threes, and that's, we see that with the Bulls. You know, that's a change in style. You got to get hot to make that worth that change in style. So how different are you this year heading into March than maybe the team you had a year ago?
Oh, well, first of all, we got 10 new guys, and last year we were one of the oldest teams in the country. This year we're the youngest, you know, at the A4 level, and we're extremely young. And to play differently, yes. Everybody worries about whether the ball goes in or not. I don't. We're one of the top two-point field goal shooting teams in the country. We get that because we shoot threes. The thing that we've done has been offensive rebound, and you know, it's you got to go chase your misses, you got to get more opportunities. For us, it's a little bit about math and being able to do it, play percentages, you know, and water always finds its level. And you know, in games where we've made threes, we're one of the only teams in the country to make more than 15 threes in four different games. So you know, it's been really good to us. We're a top 15 team with all of the adjustments, and not having Kaspers for two games, not having Tommy for multiple games. So, you know, we're different, yes, and we've been different on the defensive side. We've just had to make some tweaks on that.
When you talk about the tournament coming up, and obviously the Big Ten tournament is what matters, and you can determine your faith there as well, your fate, excuse me. But when you talk about conferences, you say the Big Ten's been as good as it is. We keep hearing the SEC say they need to get 14 teams in, which seems insane.
They probably should.
But that's what I was going to say. They are really good top to bottom. How do you project how many Big Ten teams need to be in? It seems like the league, as you mentioned, has been sensational throughout the year.
Yeah, and I think in these super conferences, there's no doubt we've seen the SEC, and we scrimmaged Ole Miss in an exhibition, and you know, it's that league's good, and we've played, you know, four of the better teams in that league. So, you know, that is a very, very old league. All the top teams in there are very, very old, so they're, you know, I think they're very good. You know, the Big Ten's second. And it's you look. We had an incredible non-conference schedule and a ton of success in non-league games, and I think you reward that. And when you're playing quad one and quad two games every night, you are going to get beat some. And it's not about the wins and losses as much as it is just the competitive balance of your league. And you know, we had, you know, Minnesota who goes out west and beats the two LA schools. And it's just, you know, Penn State's had some injuries and they're playing better. They just go on the road and win in Minnesota. Anybody can beat anybody, and that helps our league. And I don't think we don't have any real bad losses and league wise, and that helps. And, you know, I think it's at least a 10, 12, 13 bid league. It's much more than wins and losses. It's about the computers and the nets and the analytics behind it.
Great stuff, Coach. Thanks a ton. Great catching up with you.
Best
really
of luck, Coach.
It. Yeah.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.